Ladies and gentlemen, KBLX family, please welcome to the program internationally acclaimed spiritual life coach, New York Times bestselling author, and Emmy-winning television personality. She's in the Bay. It's Dr. Iyanla Van Zandt. How are you, love?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Very well. Thank you for asking. First and foremost, before we get started, please, you tell me from your mouth how you pronounce your first name.
Iyanla.
Okay. See, that's what I've been telling people. And people want to fight with me about things. Thank you. Okay, so now that we've got that right, how are you? How do you feel to be back in the Bay?
I am so blessed and happy to be on the West Coast in the warm city of Oakland.
Yes, ma'am. And we are blessed to welcome you back to the Paramount Theater in Oakland tonight. This is your first tour in, what, 18 years?
Yes, this is my first tour that I've solo toured in 18 years. I've done other things, but never solo tour.
Okay, so I know you've been very busy with the television program and writing all these 18 books and all, but why so long before since a solo tour?
Well, you know, it's part of the growing, healing, learning process, and the whole tour is directed toward me going back home to Brooklyn. I haven't been in Brooklyn in 18 years, and so I'm traveling across the country to tell all the things that I've learned about life and growing and living before I go back home.
That is one thing that is so beautiful about you, is that you are so much of service to those who you help and fix. But it seems to me you are constantly growing and in service to serving yourself and a better self for you.
Well, you know, if I don't monitor my own growth and engage in my own learning, then the information that I'll be giving is tainted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you've got to, you know, a ball player's got to constantly practice, and the pianist has got to constantly practice. You know, so as a coach, a minister, a teacher, I've got to constantly be in school.
Real talk. All right.
Yeah.
So the tour, Get Over It, an evening with Iyanla Van Zandt at the Oakland Paramount Theater tonight. The book also, Get Over It, Thought Therapy for Healing the Hard Stuff. Tell us what thought therapy is, please, Dr. Van Zandt.
Well, you know, everything begins with a thought. Sterling, everything. And what happens is 70% of what we think, we're not even aware that we're thinking it. So there are thoughts in the back of our mind, in our mental files. You know, for a long time we've called it a script or a tape. But there are actually files in our mind that contain thoughts that govern what we do, how we do it, why we do it, when we do it. And so thought therapy is about opening those files and clearing them out so that we can make conscious choices and decisions moment by moment, and we don't get stuck in patterns that keep us stuck in places we don't want to be.
Whew. So many folks are stuck, and many of them will hopefully be blessed enough to be at your show this evening at the Paramount tonight. How does the show work? Do you just kind of speak, or are you calling random folks up to the stage, or what does the show look like tonight at the Paramount?
All of that.
Okay.
All of that and more. We've got live music. I'm going to walk the entire audience through the thought therapy process.
Okay.
To help them identify their it's. You know, we all have it's. Whether it's I'm tired, that's an it. That's an IT. I tried, that's an IT. Incomplete tasks, that's an IT. So I'm going to walk the audience through the entire thought therapy process so that we can eliminate an it that keeps us stuck.
Okay. KBLX family, come fix your life. Let Iyanla Van Zandt help you get over it tonight at the Paramount Theater in Oakland. There's still some great seats available at KBLX.com and at the Paramount box office. And may I throw something at you from myself personally, Dr. Van Zandt?
Sure, absolutely.
So I have this saying where I won't let anybody squash my shine. And I share that with people and I say, don't ever let anybody squash your shine. Because I think we all kind of dumb ourselves down pretty regularly to make other people feel better. If we shine too brightly, it makes people uncomfortable. I've been trying to find a nice balance between my humility and my vanity, because I think they're both great tools that you can use. But I find myself falling into the humble place far too often because I think my shine freaks people out a little bit.
Well, There are two things I would say to that. I would say always be willing to tell your truth and stand in your truth, believing that other people can handle it.
Okay.
Don't believe that your shine is too brilliant for people to handle it. Stand in it. Be willing to ask for what you want and what you need, knowing that you are worth it, you deserve it, and you can have it. And anybody that can't stand in that vibration with you, they'll fall away.
Thank you. That's what I was going to say. But what about the people who can't handle it?
Well, then that's not for you to determine, because they get to choose.
Okay.
Sometimes your brilliance calls people forward out of their darkness.
Mm.
So when you dumb down your brilliance, or when you dull your brilliance, you're not giving the people the opportunity to make a choice for themselves, because it's all a choice.
So my shine actually could be a gift to pull other people out of the darkness, too.
Your shine is a gift to pull other people out of the darkness. Not that it could be, it is.
It is.
But they get to choose. They get to choose.
Thank you. That's my new tattoo. I'm going to tattoo it on my arm or my hand or something. It's just going to say shine, 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 shine.
Yes, absolutely.
What do you hope to gain from going back to Brooklyn, Ian LaVenzant?
This person that you know, this person that does fix my life, this person that has served and healed for over 34 years, I've never been home.
Mm.
Not this person. But the person that left Brooklyn is not the person that I am today. So I want to go home and stand in my shine.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. Okay. So on her way home, she's on a 17-city tour coming through Oakland tonight at the Paramount. On her way home to Brooklyn for the first time and for the finale of the tour, Get Over It, an evening with Ian LaVenzant tonight. And it is Thought Therapy for Healing the Hard Stuff is the new book, and that's what this tour is in celebration of. Yes?
That's it.
Yes.
You got it.
Yes, ma'am. We celebrate you, and I actually have a pair of tickets to give away for tonight's show at the Paramount. Dr. VanZant, would you please choose a number between 1 and 100 that serves you at this moment?
77.
And now I got to know why. What's the number?
7 is the sign of spirit, you know? There are 7 main colors, there are 7 main notes, and there are 7 powerful energies in the universe, 7 archangels, so 77. And it's the energy of the Divine Mother, and right now we need that energy, that love and compassion and kindness, the heart-centered living, because living in our minds is really, and being tempted by all of the external energies and all the bad news. So we need to drop into the heart, and that's what the 77 is.
Mm, thank you for that blessing. And right now, I'm the lucky one, a blessing to speak with you, Doctor. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy Oakland and have a great trip home to Brooklyn.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.